Experts say federal contracting could take a hit if Congress does not raise the debt ceiling by August 2nd. That's when the Treasury Department says the government could run out of money to pay for some of its bills. Alan Boykin is Chief Learning Officer at the National Contract Management Association, and he joins us with his take on what contractors should be doing to prepare. Mr. Boykin, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. How are you all?
Okay. Great to have you on. So what is the feeling among contractors? What are your members telling you that they're preparing to do that could happen August 2nd?
Well, you know, it's no question that we're in really tough times, and that it's a tough situation economically, but I think the issue of the debt ceiling debate and the skepticism over the resolution by the first part of August is, you know, has us in a quandary, but ultimately, I think, given that none of us really have a crystal ball, for me, it's the fact that, and in the conversations that I've had with others as well, that we got to remain positive and optimistic of what the outcome is going to be. Now, key to this whole situation, in my opinion, is we got to have faith in our senior political leaders, which I really do, because I think we're going to get there. What's necessary for a plausible solution, and really, I think that will put us on ultimately on the right road to a good fiscal recovery. As you probably know, there's a lot of cost initiatives that are out there. DOD, I just came from DOD not too long ago, and Dr. Carter has even issued a number of cost-saving initiatives, better buying power, that essentially allows us to take a closer look to how we can reduce costs and become more efficient. And I think on both sides of the, where you're talking industry or government, that most folks are looking to those kinds of ideas and strategies as a way to work closer together. So what we're going to have to do in this whole situation, in my opinion, once again, is that we're going to have to work closer together. We're going to have to stay close with our counterparts out there in government as well as industry so that everybody understands what's going on.
So ultimately, this is out of everyone's hands. The decisions that are being made are being made by a very small group of people. So does that mean then contractors and folks who work with them are just going to have to go through essentially business as usual until they hear otherwise?
Well, I think that's absolutely right. What it's going to require that everyone do, though, yeah, continue business as usual, but at the very same time, they're going to have to be cognizant and educated on what the parameters and the risk of where we are at this stage that may impact their particular lines of business. You know, for example, there are budget constraints. You have the shortfalls. You may have redefined requirements. There may be new emerging requirements that may come on board that seek to help efficiencies towards a particular requirement. So we may have to change some things along the way. But for the most part, it's really just staying close to the situation and everyone understanding what is currently going on and what the dynamics will be. But again, the lines of communication between government and industry are going to have to remain open.
Well, let's ask a couple of direct questions here. Have you heard of any agencies saying to contractors, look, if there's no debt ceiling limit or we have to start curtailing spending, we're not going to pay you right away, or you're going to have to string out payments?
I've read that. I have not heard that. I don't know of any, that are...
None of your members have said this has happened to us.
No.
And what about hearing from agencies that have asked, well, you're going to have to renegotiate. The rates are going to have to be lower. The labor rates are going to have to be lower. The prices will have to change. Anything like that, just renegotiating either rates or terms and conditions.
I have not heard that from any members, but again, as I read, and I've read, you know, quite a bit of pages and thoughts over the last few weeks that speaks to that. But no, I have not heard anything direct from my members in that capacity.
We're We're talking with Alan Boykin, the Chief Learning Officer of the National Contract Management Association, and we're learning more about what it is contractors need to be watching for as the debate over the debt ceiling continues. So is there anything that they should be watching for specifically, any red flags that would go up, or is the main thing just educating yourself and understanding the dynamics of this debate?
They must do that. That's an imperative. And one of the other things that I would suggest that our industry and our vendors do is that the exceptional performance, you know, that has to continue to be a high priority. You know, seeking those opportunities that they have to communicate with the appropriate officials that, again, may promulgate efficiencies and cost savings. I think as we go through, and it's more than it's not a drill, it's a reality. But as we go through things like this, you know, we're going to be able to reach out to and adopt best practices and lessons learned that I believe ultimately will help us to become more efficient and ways that we can mitigate costs, we can mitigate risk, we can control the risk a lot better. But I think it's a reality in the sense that we can now look to adopt better practices and initiatives to help us become more efficient down the road. And that's good for everybody. It's good for government. It's good for industry as well. And a lot of those savings then can be passed back to the American people, or, you know, it could assist our industry and our vendors, our partners, to increase their own infrastructure, improve facilities. But ultimately, in the end, as we work through this, these next several days, and we come to a resolution, which, I believe that we will, we'll be able to identify some good cost-saving measures that we'll use down the road.
Are there any particular or specific measures you're telling members to look about adopting at this point?
Well, last week we had our NCMA had our World Congress, which essentially, you know, we have industry and government partners to come together, and we talk about some of these issues. And we had OFPP stop by and talk to us about how we can better communicate and collaborate more effectively. And, you know, there are a lot of myths out there in terms of the things that we can and cannot do in terms of engagement strategies. And I believe that recognizing the fact that we must continue to keep our dialogue open, and particularly in times like these, that it's viable. I mean, it's imperative. It has to happen.
Because one of the things that OFPP was urging on the government and, by extension, the contractors, is more pre-award discussions, and that would imply more post-award continuing discussions. So it seems like opening the dialogue to find ways to do things less expensively, even if it means changing the scope of a contract or a proposal, could be part of that bag.
That's absolutely right. I mean, it's imperative that we keep that level of dialogue open because, again, in the end, and at the end of the day, what we're all looking for is we're looking for the best possible acquisition outcome, the best contract and what is going to be delivered by that contract. And both the industry and government are looking for the same goal in that respect. So that continued dialogue and the fact that we all recognize that we are going through challenges right now from a budget deficit perspective, but ultimately, as we employ some of these strategies and continue the dialogue, that we'll get better over time.
Alan Boykin is Chief Learning Officer at the National Contract Management Association. Mr. Boykin, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you all, and you all have a great day.
And we'll post more details about the debt debate and a link to this entire interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.